From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Not long ago, electric utilities had a duty to serve any customer in their service territory. In exchange for monopoly power, utilities would string a wire to anywhere, slap on a meter that was unreadable except by trained employees, and pump electricity from fossil fuel plants to whoever switched on a light. For a half century, this industrial-age compact provided reliable energy at reasonable prices. The arrangement had its costs. Power plants, usually located in minority neighborhoods, spewed out pollution. Billing errors from improper meter reads regularly occurred. Customers had little incentive to engage in conservation. As fuel prices increased and utilities were made to pay for their environmental costs, the monopoly pact became less of a bargain. Today, energy prices are high, reliability suspect, and even with dramatically reduced environmental impacts, central power stations continue to be prime contributors to pollution. In response, regulators have perhaps unwittingly turned the monopoly's historic obligation on its head. In our electronic age, it's the customer who will have the duty to serve. Through solar panels on every rooftop, communicating meters that a child can read, and energy curtailment programs. In this updated version of Small is Beautiful, customers will generate their own power, contribute energy to the grid, and help to manage aggregate demand. Some futurists even see electric cars as part of the network, breathing into and out of the grid depending on power costs. Our future may depend on the creation of this new electric age. Fossil fuel supplies are limited. Global climate change is a reality. California policymakers have already embraced the need to shift to renewable resources. Equally important is the public's acceptance of an energy regime in which we'll all actively participate. The road ahead may be rocky, with extreme climate conditions, economic challenges caused by an emerging China, and the potential for a partial collapse of some ecosystems. By establishing our collective duty to serve now, we'll be prepared when the call comes for all hands on deck. With a Perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.